Anyway, the reason I've got so many whips is because the more whips a whipcracker has, the more important they look. As you can see, I've got a fair few, right? Nah, just kidding. So really the reason is every whip's a different length or a different weight, so they're better for different tricks.
I started cracking whips when I was 14 years old. I was travelling around Australia at the time with my parents, and I met a guy in Big Horse Creek in the Northern Territory, an ex-police officer from Perth. And he said, show me how to crack the whips. And he said, when you're up in Darwin, go to Mix Whips and get a whip off him. And just sort of my passion for whip cracking came from that.
Have you ever used stock whips for their original purpose? You know, moving stock?
Believe it or not, I've never used it for moving stock. So I've used it for scaring away birds and crows and other dogs and all sorts of feral animals. But yeah.
Are you from the land?
Yeah, I'm definitely originally from West Australia, a little country town called Greenbushes. Then I lived in Nimboida in northern New South Wales for a few years. And at the moment, I'm up in the Northern Territory most of the time.
At what point did you realise there was a career for you in whips?
Well, for the first few years of whip cracking, I didn't think there was much of a career in it. You know, it was just a bit of a hobby for me. I did a few competitions here and there. And then one day I thought, oh, geez, I might be able to do a show. So I went to a local market and I put on a little bit of a display and had a few whips for sale. And it went off really well, surprisingly. I was like, hey, this is not bad. You know, I was only like 16 at the time, and I thought, geez, I can make a bit of pocket money out of this. So yeah, it sort of evolved from that.
Why do you think people are entertained by whip cracking?
Whip cracking, you don't get to see it every day, and I try and put a little bit of humour into my whip cracking, and I whip crack to music, so, and I use the whips as like the drums in music, and that goes down really well. People love that. I don't know, I just be myself, and people just appreciate the talent, I think.
You're the whip cracking world record holder, 614 cracks in 1 minute. Can that ever be beaten?
Well, I don't know. I did 614. If somebody else can beat that, good luck. Yeah. But an American, I've got a bit of a rivalry with my American counterpart, I guess. He's Adam Winrich, and so he's had it for quite a few years. So he had it 513 cracks in a minute originally. And then last year, I broke that at 530 cracks in a minute. And then he took it back a few months ago at 568 cracks in a minute. And then I got mad out training for about, you know, 4 or 5 months. Strict diet, training about 4 hours a day. And then I went for this record about 2 weeks ago and broke it at 614. So taking it off the American, so pretty happy.
You are a fit-looking bugger. What is your training regime for being a full-time whipcracker, and why is fitness and good health important?
People like to look at a good-looking bloke on stage, I think. That's important, isn't it? You just wouldn't be able to do it, because especially here at Tamworth, you know how hot it gets. Doing 3 shows a day, you've got to be right up there with your fitness.
So do you do other training, or is it purely with the whips?
I make whips as well, and that's pretty hard work. I'm always doing stuff. I'm always out bush, going fishing. Yeah, always doing things. So, but pretty much my main fitness is whip cracking.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they're trying to crack a whip?
People think about it too much. They're trying to do it too hard. Let your mind go and don't think about it too much.
So what's next for Nathan Griggs?
What's next? I'm going to be making the longest whip ever cracked to get another world record. And the longest whip at the moment is 70 metres long, so it's got to be longer than that.
That's a lot of leather.
Oh, yeah. It's going to cost me probably over $5,000 to make this thing.
And when's that going to happen?
That's going to be happening over the next couple of months. I'll be making this whip up in Mataranka in the Northern Territory at the homestead, so I'll probably be making this whip in the bar. Yep.